Long Lecture, Skill 1. Biology, Diabetes. Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class.
Hi, folks. Welcome. Today we are going to learn about diabetes. It's a disease which is becoming more and more common in North America. However, it's not nearly so prevalent in Asian countries. It's generally believed that the North American lifestyle is the contributing factor. Now, let's just take a brief look at the lifestyle of the average North American person. If there is such a thing. In general, people don't walk anywhere because they drive cars. People eat out a lot and buy fast foods like hamburgers and fried chicken. Portions in fast food restaurants are getting bigger and bigger. And things like potato chips and buttered popcorn seem to be a favorite snack. Everything seems to be rushed with no time to relax and smell the roses. A lot of people never leave the sofa, and this doesn't help. In the end, men get love handles and women never stop talking about going on diets. It's not a good way to live. The thing is that diabetes can be avoided by eating healthy food and exercising regularly. If everyone did this, then we wouldn't have to think about love handles and diets, as we would all be slim and trim. It's the weight increase that has a lot to do with developing diabetes. There are two types of diabetes. The one known as type 1 is more severe. It can result in the lack of blood circulation, blindness, kidney failure, and heart disease. People with type 1 diabetes catch other viruses from others like the flu and pneumonia easier than people who do not have diabetes.
I heard about diabetes, but I didn't know it was this bad. The man at my homestay has it. I saw him injecting himself when I was there. I thought it was maybe some sort of bad drug. Would it have anything to do with his diabetes?
I'd have to say yes. You see, what happens is that with type 1, the pancreas can't make or doesn't make enough insulin. Insulin is important to the body because it turns sugar into energy. If there is not enough insulin, or none at all, the body has to be given some.
Well, what about type 2? Is it as bad or even worse?
No, it's not so bad at all. The person may have no clue at all they have it. In fact, it would probably take a while to figure it out. My own father always complained that cuts on his hands wouldn't heal. The only other thing that was different was that after a bottle of beer, you would think he was drunk. Other than that, nothing appeared to be wrong.
So, what happened?
My mother got tired with him making a fool of himself in company after a bottle of beer and made him go to the doctor. The doctor figured it out.
Is he okay now?
Yeah, kind of. He doesn't like all the healthy food my mother has been preparing for him. He says if he eats any more salads and vegetables, he'll turn into a rabbit. She's gone a bit overboard, to be honest.
Are there any other signs?
There's a few. Being thirsty all the time, having to go to the bathroom a lot, getting tingling sensations in hands and feet, losing weight for no reason, having no get-up-and-go, fuzzy eyesight, and acne boils that keep coming back.
How about research and statistics? Are there any to back up what you say?
All sorts. You'll find all kinds in magazines, newspapers, websites. Why don't you ask your doctor the next time you go see him or her?
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. According to the lecture, which of the following can be included in the North American lifestyle? Click on two answers. Number 2. Click in the correct box for each statement.